A new study from Jefferson University Hospital shows promising signs for reducing memory loss in older black adults. Study results could be applied to anyone growing older, but the study was focused on African Americans. That's because African Americans are nearly twice as likely to develop dementia as whites are, but the medical world has not come up with many treatments to try to prevent it. As WHYY's Nina Feldman reports, this treatment does not center around drugs or medicine. It's more about being social, active, thoughtful, and making a plan.
The study paired black Philadelphians in the early stages of memory loss with community health workers who would help them with a treatment called behavioral activation. Together, they would set some simple goals: a word search once a day, a weekly walk around the block, maybe lunch at the senior center. Joanne Akpin led the team of community health workers and remembers one patient in particular.
He had told me about a group of guys who used to meet the first Saturday of every month for breakfast just to catch up. I think they were like high school buddies or something like that. And he always kind of felt bad that he was never able to make these meetings.
So they made a plan. They figured out transportation and made sure to add it to his calendar so he didn't forget. A serious concern for people whose memories are already starting to go. The patient made the breakfast his monthly ritual. Over 3 years, behavioral activation reduced the risk of cognitive decline by almost 90% compared to a control group. Dr. Barry Rovner at Jefferson led the study. He said he doesn't expect insurers to start covering this treatment anytime soon, but he does think family members can use it with their loved ones at home. In fact, it might work best that way.
This treatment is best applied in a relationship between people. Not just that somebody's going to pick it up and do it on their own, or just that a doctor's going to tell you to do it, because that doesn't work.
At the end of the study, Akpin gave her patient a survey asking how satisfied he was with accomplishing his goal on a scale of 1 to 10.
He said a 12. That's how excited he was.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.